You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Everybody, happy Resurrection Day. Welcome to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool. It is the night before Easter as we broadcast live tonight from Memphis, Tennessee, this Saturday evening, March 31st. Tomorrow is the day that Jesus Christ rose from the grave, and we're going to celebrate that resurrection and the meaning of Easter and what it means for all of us during tonight's episode of the Political Cesspool. It is an extremely busy show tonight. I appreciate you being with us this holiday weekend. A very special Easter presentation of TPC will take place this evening when we welcome back to the show for the first time in 7 years, Pastor John Weaver. Pastor John Weaver is a stalwart of the faith of our fathers here in the South. He is a proud son of the South, in addition to that. So we are going to be hearing an Easter message delivered by Pastor Weaver in the second hour of tonight's show. And it will also serve as a soft launch into our annual Confederate History Month series, which will run throughout the month of April. That'll be starting next week, and all throughout the month of April, we'll be celebrating Confederate History Month. Tonight, Easter and Confederate History Month converge, as it were, with Pastor John Weaver. We're very much looking forward to that. But first, returning to the show tonight, Simon Roche. And he is with us. We had intended to have Simon on last week, and there were some connectivity issues, and we told you we would keep you apprised on that. And so now we have fulfilled our promise. Simon is okay. No foul play was involved, and we are happy to have him rescheduled for tonight. And he's going to be providing us with all of the updates regarding the current situation in South Africa. Simon is a fourth-generation South African affiliated with the civil defense organization Soitlanders, which is devoted to the protection of non-combatant African or Boer civilians in the event of large-scale conflict. So, and he is live from South Africa right now. I believe it is about 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning over there. And as you know, as we mentioned last week, Simon was last on our broadcast when he was with us for a very special in-studio interview. He was with us for the entire 3 hours of the August 5th, 2017 show. We had a reception for him at a stately manor here in Memphis the next morning, and Simon then also made a quick appearance on our Unite the Right broadcast a week later. So this is our first time to hear from Simon, on the air at least, since last August. Simon, thank you so much for staying so late to come to us live from the other part of the world, 6 p.m. in Memphis, 2 a.m. in South Africa. How are you, brother?
I'm well, thank you very much, James, and thank you guys for having us, for giving us this opportunity.
No, it's entirely our pleasure. I regret that we had some issues last week connecting with you, and I appreciate you being flexible enough to come back on to us tonight, even in the midst of a very busy show. And I appreciate you sitting through my long introduction to the show tonight. With so much going on, we wanted to give the audience a full primer there. So let's start with this then, Simon. You were last on with us in August. What has happened since then in South Africa?
Oh, dear me, a lot has happened, James. On the 30th of October, there was a nationwide protest against the murders and rape on farms. It was known as Black Monday, when people wore black T-shirts. And many people, at work and in the stores and in the streets and what have you, had these black T-shirts on. It was quite amazing to see how many people participated. And there were streets along I beg your pardon, there were protests along streets and roadways and intersections and freeways and so on. And then about 3 days later, the Minister of Defense, a woman by the name of Nosviwe Mapisa Nqakula, was interviewed on television saying that if whites did such a thing again, this peaceful protest, no rape, no murder in the protest, no stoning of buses, no burning down of municipal buildings or schools, which are typical features of protests in South Africa, no violence whatsoever. But if whites did that again, they would bring a genocide upon themselves. They would cause a civil war. They would be the cause of a civil war. Not long after that, a new man was elected to the presidency of the African National Congress Party. And then in a sort of strange turn of events, he became the president of the country. And those things had no sooner happened than he said that the government would proceed with the expropriation of land without compensation. And not long after that, as we Saitlanders predicted, we said, look, this matter of taking the land is a source of grave concern, but it's not immediate. It's going to take a while for the legal processes to permit it to begin. But what will happen is that it will create a license in the minds of black people that they are fully entitled to wreak havoc on the farms and in the suburbs. And lo and behold, we were perfectly correct. The number of farm attacks arose 500% year on year, just over 500% year on year. And so we're seeing a situation now in which land is being invaded, farm attacks are severely escalated, a number of farms have been just burned down to the ground. Some land in suburbs is also being invaded, which wasn't really to be expected. There's a lot of tension in South Africa, a lot of fear, and at present, just over one third of our farms are on sale, are for sale. I spoke to a gentleman two nights ago who knows his stuff pretty well. And he corrected me that the figure is closer to 40%, but I haven't seen that number myself. I haven't seen the original sources. So we're still just talking about just over a third. It's a massive proportion. People are quite anxious.
Go, Eddie. Simon, I'd like to, first of all, thank you for offering that opening salvo to tonight's discussion. And now I want to bring on my friend and yours, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who I know you developed quite a rapport and a fellowship with during your tour of the United States last year. Eddie, take it away.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get your mic turned on there first, Eddie. You gotta turn that mic on. And we're about to go to a break, so Eddie, if you could just fire away a quick question or a response to Simon, and then
I'll have
we'll
some questions. I'll make a statement to you and a question when we come back from the break. But first of all, Simon, I would like to repeat what our brother Rich Hamblin said a week or two ago. These people in South Africa, can y'all hear me okay?
You're fine, okay. But we got a break. So let's just hold it right there. Let's remind everybody that last week, since Simon was unable to appear, we did fill the hour with more talk about South Africa. So this actually worked out good in a way, if this is a topic that is near and dear to your heart, as it is to ours. Last week, we were able to do an hour with Eddie and Rich Hamblin, as he just mentioned, and now we have Simon himself on. So back-to-back on South Africa, hard to beat that. We'll be back with Simon right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back. Very fortunate to have Simon Roach back on the program from Sightlanders. You can check them out. In fact, if you go to our Twitter, we have a link to their Twitter handle where you can learn more about the organization. We will be sure to give Simon ample time later this hour. We have him for three more segments. We're going to give Simon ample time to plug the contact information for the organization, how you can help out what they're doing, and all of the other essentials that will come. But first, what I want to do, Eddie, very quickly, and I want to take advantage of what little time we have with Simon by getting in as many questions and answers as we can. So we'll do a rapid back and forth. Eddie will ask a question. Simon, take your time and answer it, and then I'll go and we'll try to. We have a lot of questions from listeners that have come in, and so we want to work through as much as we can during the time we got. Simon staying up well past midnight into the early morning hours in South Africa to be with our audience this evening. Go, Eddie.
One quick question, Simon, and one quick statement. My dear brother, God, I love you so much, man. I'm dedicating my life to you. Listen, and your people, listen, have you got any information at all? Has the United Nations come in there to intervene? Has any Western power, like the corrupt United States government, the British government, the French, the Germans, has any of these governments come in to give you any aid? And second, that's the question I have, Simon. The other statement I have, do the people in the world really think that the lower-thinking blacks in South Africa who would be mentally retarded, a.k.a. Rich Hamblin said last week, they would be, most of these blacks would be considered mentally retarded in the West. Do people really think they are going to wait for a constitutional amendment before they start rampaging and murdering and killing and raping? And go, Simon.
Well, we haven't had any kind of aid from the United Nations or the USA, but we are very excited by and grateful for the fact that the matter came up in the Belgian Parliament this past week. It's been brought up in the European Parliament, although it was promptly quashed in the European Parliament. But God bless the woman who brought it up there. And the minister of, I'm not sure of the correct title, but the cabinet minister in the Australian government who's responsible for immigration has said that he is going to endeavor to expedite visa applications for white South African farmers. And of course, that's not what we're about. Sightlanders is a civil defense organization. We believe that the right thing to do is to stand firm, but we know that it's not for everybody. We know that many people are afraid. And, of course, if you're a family member of somebody who's been murdered or raped, then you want to leave the country. That's natural, normal human behavior. It's just great that they're paying enough attention to say, well, look, we're going to try and expedite visa applications. And I will say this, Eddie, which is very, very relevant to this entire conversation, or let me say the relationship that we have with you guys, for example. There are many, many, many God-fearing Americans who have written to me offering safe haven in their homes in the United States to South Africans. And when I say many, I mean many as in many hundreds, not many dozens. And in fact, the mayor of one town, whose name I forget, and the city manager, I believe that was the correct title, of another town in the USA, have offered to bring out 50 families at a time to repopulate these towns that have gone through economic stagnation. And two lawyers in the USA have contacted me to say, look, can we help to get people over here? We'll use our legal expertise to get them through the channels, you know, through the bureaucracy into the USA. So those people are good, God-fearing people, people after our own hearts.
Simon, that is encouraging to hear. I'm very encouraged to hear that. It looks like the fruit of what your organization has been trying to bear is indeed beginning to manifest itself. And of course, your hard work, you know, I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands of miles you traveled across the United States, back and forth and up and down and back again. You were on the road incessantly in 2017, raising awareness of what's going on and what's happening, the plight of our brothers and sisters and cousins in South Africa. And it's good that you have that good news to share, because of course, there does appear to be a coordinated campaign in the press, both here in the United States and elsewhere, to suppress the reports of black and white crime, as there is as they do here in the United States, in South Africa as well, and more recently to attack you and your organization for your outreach to racially conscious whites here in the United States. Could you discuss that?
Yes, absolutely. There has been a coordinated campaign. And, you know, it's strange how people fall for this stuff. It's normal. It's okay. But what I'd like to say is that over time, the campaigns cannot be justified. And you sort of think to yourself, well, now people will understand, because they'll see that this person clearly has an agenda. I mean, nothing that we've done can warrant such a sustained campaign. And there's one guy called Jan Lamprecht who's been just flaying me alive. But there's nothing we've done to warrant such an effort. It just doesn't make any sense. A few days ago, I was sent some WhatsApp messages that this guy had sent a woman in South Africa, very well-known woman, who's on our side, a good woman in the cause. And they were forwarded to me, and the language that this man used, the blasphemous language, the filthy language in writing to this lady, and she's a proper, decent, respectable lady. She's not a, you know, a crack whore, if I can put it that way. Excuse my language. I mean, she's not the scum of the earth. She's a good, decent, respectable Christian woman, and the language that this man used is just unbelievable. So it has become very, very clear that it wasn't just a matter of an attack, somebody who dislikes my personality or whatever the case may be. It is done with an agenda. It's done with a purpose. It's methodical, sustained, and systematic in its approach. But, you know, that's kind of part of the deal. It will continue. We're now in the realm of geopolitics. As I say to people, South Africa is not the most important country in the world, but if you consider the most important countries in the world as monopoly players playing the game of monopoly, and you consider the tier of countries beneath them as the properties on the monopoly board, We are one of the top 40 largest countries in the world by area, one of the top 40 largest countries by population number, and top 40 by GDP. All three of those are around about number 37. And we have the largest mineral reserves in the world. In fact, to this day, even though we're only the number 7 largest gold miner, we still have by far the largest gold reserves in the world. And we control the Southern Sea Route. If the Suez Canal was shut down tomorrow, overnight, the Southern Sea Route past Cape Town would become the largest or second largest, most popular sea route in the world. The point being that from a geopolitical point of view, we have some value. And we are undermining the global capitalist initiative to pervert one particular population group in the world. This assault on Christian values is not being directed at the people of Vietnam, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan. This is being directed at the white folks of the world, the European-derived Western civilizations of the world, be it New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the USA, Europe, or the white people of South Africa. So what we're doing is liable. It's natural.
Simon, hold on right there. It is viable. It is necessary. And I want to remind everybody, we are picking up on previous conversations with Simon Roach of Sightlanders. Later on this hour, in the last segment, we are going to reset it for those of you who may not have been privy to those other shows. And we're going to give you the information exactly what this organization is out to do and how you can help. So we're going to go back to the basics later, but we're going to continue on with this right after this.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
We're back with our good friend Simon Roach of Sightlanders. We're going to give you all that contact information in the next segment. He's going to remind you exactly what this organization is and what its aims are and how you can support that effort if you're so inclined as we are and as you should be. But first, Simon, before I toss it back to Eddie, I'd like to ask you, so much in the early 90s was made of South Africa being a quote-unquote apartheid state, and I guess that's supposed to be bad. But is it not an apartheid state now and just the inverse order, and it doesn't seem to be bad at all anymore? Am I putting that too obtuse?
Well, yeah, James, you know, it's a difficult question because in theory, much of it is equitable and whatever you call it, egalitarian. But there are laws that exist. For example, what we call BBBEE, the Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment Laws, which restrict people who supply goods and services to the government, which is the largest purchaser of goods and services, to having a certain black representation in their companies, black ownership, so on and so forth. And now there's a movement to nationalize a whole lot of things. So somebody like me or an organization like the Sightlanders would say to you that a right-thinking person can see, certainly over time, that there is a coordinated campaign of bias for the black population and a sort of a prejudice against the white population. Yeah, that's true.
Well, Simon, this is Eddie back again. You're my all-time hero fellow. Listen, I have a statement to make, and I have a question. That's typical for me. Listen, worldwide, there is a global attack against the global white race. Right now, the hot spot in the world where the battle has gone hot is South Africa. The number two yes. hottest spot in the world right now would be all of Western Europe. That's being invaded by non-whites, just by tens of thousands. They're overburdening Western Europe. Okay,
yes.
The third spot that's going on a little colder, but still getting hot, here in the United States, we are being totally swamped by non-white immigrations coming across our southern border of Mexico. It's been orchestrated. These things in South Africa, I'll be through with a statement in a second, South Africa, the invasion of Europe, the invasion of the United States has been orchestrated by the same anti-white, anti-Christian forces. Okay, so what I'm saying is the United States, to quote Dr. Michael Hill, is maybe 10 years behind South Africa. And so I'm saying if you do leave South Africa and come to West Europe, or if you come here, it's only a matter in your lifetime, you're still a young man, I say to you, you will see the same thing happening here in the United States that's happening in South Africa. So now my question is, why would you not stand and fight to the death? Because if you come into this shithole here in the United States, you're going to face the same crap that you're facing there.
All right. I didn't even face that. All right.
Yeah.
That was my question to you, Simon.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, go ahead, Simon.
I was just going to say that's absolutely correct. We're going to expose our children to the same pornography that is rampant here. Pornography in different forms. It's just an epitome. It's just a symbol, really. There is definitely any right-thinking person must by now have concluded that there is a coordinated effort to corrode the core values of the European-derived Western Christian societies of the world. Only a fool cannot see that, with all due respect. And recently I was interviewed by Stefan Molyneux, and he said to me, well, what can we do to prevent the same thing happening to us in the rest of the world? And I said to him, there's nothing you can do. It's too late. I have used the metaphor before of a python climbing into the sleeping bag of an unawares camper out in the woods. And that python doesn't constrict. It doesn't draw tight. until it's too late, it slithers sleekly across the skin of this camper in such a way that in his dream state, it's a pleasant sensation. It's only when it's too late that it draws tight. And that's what's happening now. It is too late for you guys. I say this with respect. I'm not here to discourage anybody. Of course, it's good that the League of the South and guys like yourselves continue to put up the fight. But you are kidding yourselves if you think that now that this phenomenon, this globalist, liberalist, postmodernist, humanist, moral relativist, communist thing is sticking its head above the parapet for all to see. If you think you've still got a chance, you are kidding yourselves. The only chance that you guys have is the chance that we have, which is to gather together in communities of like-minded people and to stand your ground in the name of Jesus Christ. With respect, Hickman, I'm not here to upset anybody, but I'm telling you now that as Eddie rightly put it, there would be no better prospects for us, except in the very short term and in a very materialist sense, not in a spiritual sense. There would be no better prospects for us in the USA, and it is better that we should be some kind of a bastion, even if we fall, but that we should put up a fight here for what is right and good and true.
I think Eddie's timeline may have been a little bit accelerated. We had a former member of European Parliament, Nick Griffin, on the show earlier this year. He's been a friend of mine since 2004, and he's been on the show a few times. And he said that America is about 20 years behind the UK, which is, of course, a little bit behind South Africa even still, but not much. And so we may have a little bit more time, but what we will agree on is that it is all trending in the same direction. It is all trending in the same direction, and if you have a little bit of time to live or a little bit longer time to live, why wouldn't you want a much longer time to live? Why wouldn't you want to stave it off entirely by just re-embracing a healthy Christian ethnocentric society? And I think that's what we should want for all of God's creatures. And Simon, I'll give you the final word this segment. When we come back, we're going to reset everything and have you just go back to the basics about the organization, its aims, its goals, and how we can help. We're going to do that in the next segment. We'll give you the final word this segment.
Just one quick point. This will take 15 seconds. Now, our demise is greatly attached to the rate of immigration, the rate of migration coming through the southern border. They can open those floodgates, and we can be totally swamped, even compared to the way we're swamped now. And so that timeline can be doubled, tripled, quadrupled by the overpowering immigration to this country right here. Now I'm going to shut up and go back to Simon.
Well, yeah, look, I don't disagree with you. I understand fully what James is saying. That you're probably 20 years behind us, maybe even a little bit more than that. But that could change very, very quickly. You know, if Donald Trump gets voted out, for argument's sake, and some great liberal pervert came in, you guys could be, you know, things could be accelerated practically overnight. And the global mainstream media would support every single step of it. BBC sure. And CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, these guys would be behind it all the way. They would, I mean, look at it already. You've got children marching against this gun story.
Yes.
You've got 11-year-olds guiding your policy. The reality is that...
That's right.
I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say.
No, it's the world turned upside down. It's the emperor has no clothes, but it didn't even, that story didn't even, that fable didn't even begin to cover it. No, you're right. I chuckled only because I chuckled to keep from crying. Yeah, you're right. You've got the spoiled brats. They're not old enough to own a gun, but they're old enough to tell us that we can't own guns, and they are driving national policy.
The unbelievable thing, I mean, look at it this way. The gun murder rate in the USA is about 4.7 per 100,000 people, right? In South Africa, the gun murder rate of white farmers is 97 per 100,000 people. And they're shrieking and wailing and sanctimonious gnashing of teeth across the length and the breadth of the USA. And there's probably a movie about to come out that stars a Ugandan lesbian truck driver, with all due respect, you know, to make you all feel so bad about what kind of terrible people you are. And they will do nothing in the mainstream to expose the fact that our gun murder rate is 25 times higher than yours, or 20 times higher than yours. 20 times, well, that's 2,000%.
Simon, I'm so glad you were able to work that in. And of course, on this side of the pond, more people are aborted every year. More people are murdered in the wombs of their mothers than are killed by gun violence. And that's even with the outrageous amounts of black on black crime that we have that heighten the murders by gun statistics. And you have more that are killed by doctor error than are killed by guns. But of course, that's not politically correct. Anyway, when we come back, Simon Roach, what a hero. Not just a hero for South Africans, for the board, for the Afrikaners, his people, but a hero for all of us because our race is our extended family. When we come back, we're going to learn more about his organization.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right, there's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, welcome back. One last segment. Any show with Simon goes by far too quickly. Any segment in any hour. Simon, we would love to have you back very soon. We were talking in the break. Our team here in the studio were talking in the break. And we looked up some statistics just to finish off a point from the last segment. With regards to gun murders by guns, 72% in America, 72% of the people shot dead by guns are committed by blacks. And your odds of being killed by an NRA member are 1 in 10 million. So there are some statistics for you if you're interested in that. Now, let's go back to Simon and the most important stuff, the work that his organization is doing. Simon, we would love to have you back on very soon. I know that it is nearly 3 a.m. in South Africa. You are with us live in South Africa on Sunday morning while it's Saturday evening here in the States. And speaking of the States, I know you will be back in the States in just a couple of weeks. So please plug that appearance. Let us know how long you'll be in the either the United States or the occupied Confederate States, if you will. Tell us that, and then please give us more information about your organization and how we can help.
Hey, Simon, James forgot, but I forgot. Happy Easter you to my brother, and happy Easter to you, James and Keith.
Thank All right,
you.
Go,
happy
Sam.
Happy Easter to you, Sam and Keith and James.
Happy Easter, indeed. Simon. Okay, thank you, Eddie. Okay, Simon, your appearance in over here and your information about your organization. Please go.
Right. I'm coming to speak to speak at the American Renaissance Conference put on by Jared Taylor of American Renaissance. That will be in Tennessee at Montgomery Bell State Park, Tennessee. And we hope to give a very inspiring speech, which is not going to be so much about South Africa as about the common condition of our people throughout the world. Hopefully we can make a bit of a difference with that. Saitlanders is a civil defense organization constituted under the specific provisions of international law, particularly, but not only, the protocols additional to the Geneva Conventions. Protocols 1 and 2 additional to the Geneva Conventions make specific provision for identifiable ethnic groups to gather together in circumstances of conflict and to withdraw from that conflict and to protect themselves, to defend themselves as non-parties to the conflict. In other words, as non-belligerents, to withdraw to a safe area and to create a cordon around themselves and to defend that cordon if necessary. So no belligerence, no aggression, no protagonism, as it were, only defensiveness. And Saitlanders is the largest organization of its kind in the world. We're very much persecuted in South Africa. It's very politically incorrect to be a Saitlander. Many of our members are clandestine members for fear of losing their jobs. Being so persona non grata in this, you know, South African mood, as it were, it's very difficult for us to raise funds and that kind of thing. But what we do successfully is a lot of practicing amongst those members who can kind of show their faces in public, a lot of rehearsals and exercises. And we are quite blessed to have probably the most extensive radio network throughout South Africa. In other words, as we prepare for a civil war, which is being promised to us almost weekly now by black leaders, we are able to say that we have certain things in place, that when things will begin, and they will begin. This is, it's not a matter of if anymore. It's only a matter of when. You may take my word for that. We will have some things in place, and we'll be able to look after mommies and sisters and daughters and babies and the elderly and the cripples. I don't know what is the correct, non-able-bodied people. So that's an overview or a summary, a synopsis of Saitlanders.
I think what you need to know, ladies and gentlemen, and Simon, of course, defined it very well, but what you need to know is if you have concern for the well-being and the welfare of our brothers, sisters, and cousins, as I referred to them earlier, our extended family in South Africa, how would you go about helping them? How would you go about supporting them? And what I would say to answer that question is, based upon my research and based upon what I know, and I'm pretty plugged into this world, I can't think, if you want to help the people of South Africa, the white people of South Africa, you can do no better than to support Simon and to support his organization. Now, Simon, we would ask you now, how exactly can we do that?
James, the best answer I can give you is we have good membership. We have a national emergency plan that is being emulated around the world in at least two places in the United States of America and in numerous places in Europe. And we have many skills due to our past. I don't want to get into combat and military stuff and what have you, but we're not sissies. What we don't have, though, because it's absolutely impossible for us to raise funds in the kind of the zeitgeist of the new South African Rainbow Nation utopia, is funding. It embarrasses us to ask for money. The Boer people historically are a self-sufficient people. We detest and despise begging. But our reality is not that we need anything from anybody anywhere in the world. We will stand firm here ourselves. But we do need funding. That every cent that we receive from all over the world helps us to make further preparations to stand against, perhaps to be the last bulwark in history against the tide of liberalism that is sweeping the world and that is drowning our culture worldwide.
I know, Simon, that Eddie would stand with you. Eddie the Bombardier right. Miller, two-time tour right. of Vietnam. Unfortunately, you didn't fight for your country in that case, but you could fight for your nation in
you
this case.
You got that right. I would fight for South Africa in a heartbeat. Simon, I'd like to make this comment to the people listening to this broadcast, or the people who cannot realize what's going on. Now, if South Africa falls, and there's a good chance it will because you're so outnumbered, I hope you people don't think that you're going to be doing well, you know, in your sweet little life. You can get up and go running every day like I do. You can go play your golf. You don't think for a minute this is not going to affect you, because it's already affecting us here in the United States. It is a soft kill type. You know, our children are being brainwashed. Our people cannot get jobs. The federal government, the state government, the county governments are the sacred ground for non-whites. We're taught to hate ourselves in the schools. They're tearing down our statues.
And,
in America.
That was something that was brought up last week. The tearing down of our statues, as Simon could attest, is how it starts. Right. That is only how it starts, though.
That's exactly right. They're desecrating the graves of our people. They're hating us. The latest movie, Black Panther, is just one example of teaching people in the United States that white genocide is coming. So don't think you're going to get
saw,
by with the people.
There was actually a good comment on Black Panther that was made by Gregory Hood for his most recent article at Amrin.com for American Renaissance. He said, white people don't need Wakanda. We had real legends. Yep. But I would ask you this very quickly, Simon, in the 2 minutes that we have remaining. First of all, I want to go back. Your appearance at American Renaissance, that will take place April 27th through the 29th at Montgomery Bell State Park, just west of Nashville, Tennessee. If you want to register for that conference and have the opportunity to meet and shake hands with our guest this evening, Simon Roche, Amrin.com, Amrin.com. They are just about sold out, so you need to do it right away. Free starter. That is FreeStarter. You have a free starter campaign, Simon. How can people donate? We've talked about it. Let's talk in nuts and bolts. How do people put money into the account of your organization? Free starter, are there other options? How can people do it? Let's get right down to that.
Yeah,
we have about 60 seconds
the
remaining.
The campaign that we're running at the moment, by the grace of God, with the assistance of Charles T. Johnson, one of the Trump administration's kind of team, a good man with a really good heart. That is easy. You go onto that website, as you said, free starter, without an E on the end, without the last E. Log in there, create a little profile for yourself, and you can make a donation to this campaign. And there is an option. You can also donate via PayPal on our website, which is saitlanders.org, S-U-I-D, landers.org. In the bottom right-hand corner, there is a PayPal link. Either way, the monies will come to us, and they will be used for preparations for this crisis. That's it in a nutshell, James.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it. Simon gave the website, and for Free Starter, that's FreeStarter, FreeStarter, FreeStarter.com. And I believe, Simon, your most recent fundraiser, you are now at $39,086 toward a goal of $100,000 raised so far. And we want to be sure that our people have the chance to help the white South Africans and to help your organization.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you care for these people as I do, this is the way to do it. And I'm going to be making a personal contribution tonight to this organization through the Free Starter campaign, and I hope that you will do so as well. Simon, if you want to meet Simon, Amren.com, the end of April, April 27th through the 29th, he'll be right here in Tennessee. Simon, thank you for staying up so late for us. Happy Easter. God bless you. God keep you safe. Thank you for what you're doing for our people in South Africa.
Simon, you can call me day or night. I think you have my phone number. If you don't, we'll get it to you through James.
Thank you, Simon. That's fine. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay tuned.